If you're easily offended, do not continue to listen.
I love you.
My name is Oliver Queen.
You died. I went to your funeral.
The city needs saving.
What are we going to do with the time?
That was Rip. This is John Constantine.
I'm from the future.
Because you can inspire.
In the future, my name is Barry Allen.
Oh, doubtful, mate. You see, I am an accomplished warlock, an expert of the occult, and a master of exorcism.
You people become a team.
Hey, cuz.
It's good to see you.
This looks like a job for the both of us.
Absolutely. Heroes. You're legends. You have failed this city.
What is up, guys? Welcome. You are listening to DC on RMD, the Flash Edition on Rayman Digital. If you're on your laptop, you want to take us mobile or on demand, you can find us through iTunes and Stitcher. Just search DC on RMD. Once you get to iTunes and Stitcher, leave us a review. It helps the show out. I am your show host, Ryan Denton, and in the studio with me is Bobby D.
Hello, hello.
And Stephen Crouch.
What's up?
And today we will be breaking down and discussing Flash Season 5, Episode 20, Gone Rogue. Nora recruits the young rogues to steal weapons that we don't know exactly what they do. Or whatever.
It destroys the spear.
Yeah. Pew pew.
Ish.
Whatever. I don't. Yeah. Anyways. That's kind of how I felt with this episode. But, you know, we'll get into that here in a few. But, yeah. So this one was directed by Kristen Wendell. God, a real name. Thank you. And written by Sam Charlson and Joshua V. Gilbert. How bougie do you have to be to use the like your middle initial?
A lot of times they have to do it based on like the Writers Guild or the Director Guild. If there was already a Joshua Gilbert, that's why people change their names.
No shit.
There. Yeah, educational.
Something. Yeah, learn something fucking.
Yeah, that's why you know you hear that all the time with actors and all that. Like, why do you go by that? It's like, well, there was already somebody in the Actors Guild or you know in the union about that name, so gotcha. I had to take a different name.
I did not know that. Fucking, I learned something today, guys.
Mm-hmm. You can go home.
All right. See you guys later. Anyways. All right. Let's jump into this discussion here. The first one we're going to talk about is Nora and fucking her flip-flopping back and forth all over the planet. This was like, I'm like, damn, one episode and she's fucking full-on rogues gallery. That was quick.
Yeah. And then flipped back by the end of the whole damn thing. And not even just her. Barry flipping.
Dude, everybody's flipping. This is like flipping after someone played a, you know, draw four fucking card in Uno. Like, it's just flip-flop back and forth, dude.
The reverse card?
Oh, that's a good one.
The reverse flash card?
Oh, okay, you took it too far. You had us with the reverse, and you had to do that. But I don't know, man. I felt like it was.
Did you expect her to be like evil? Like, I don't understand how the negative of Speed Force doesn't affect her more.
Well, right.
Well, of course.
Well, I think the thing that was weird for me is it's like, look, we've seen the negative Speed Force clearly affect fucking Thawne, right?
And her last week.
Yeah, but then, like, it's not.
Do you think it was just because he went into it for so long and so hard that he finally just turned and there was no coming back? Or
sometimes when you go really long and hard into something,
there is no coming.
For you, there wasn't.
That's, again, we've already had this conversation.
It was kind of a letdown. I mean, in some ways it wasn't because, you know, you want that relationship to be good and you want them to exist all happy family-like.
Right.
But when you have such a turn that was so emotional that Barry almost ruined his marriage over it, and then on a dime you just flip it, you're like, what was the fucking point?
It's weird. It's weird, right? I feel like... I feel like it was so back and forth and so quick in a span of a couple episodes and to see someone like Nora who isn't really that versed with using her speed powers. Like, yes, she knows how to run fast. I get all that. But in the terms of like her being a speedster, she's not on Barry's level. She's not on Thawne's level, right? So for her to not be affected by the Speed Force, I thought for sure we would see residual side effects in this episode of her, you know, and we saw it a couple times, like when she freaked out on Barry the first time.
It's in there.
Yeah.
The evil's in her.
Yeah, it's there. It's just,
we just have to exorcise them demons.
You gotta exorcise the demons. This house is cleansed. I don't know. It's just weird. I don't know. Am I looking too far into this?
They could have spent the whole season going up to a crescendo of turn and then bring it back down to bring her back. And they didn't. They spent a whole season building up to her, you know, having a relationship fall to pieces, cause a marriage almost to fall apart, and then turn evil, and then you resolve it one episode later. It's calling weird. Shenanigans.
It just seems too quick. And I think that's been like kind of the, I don't want to say the modus operandi, but like I feel like.
Look at you with the big words.
Yeah, I know a few big words and nothing special. But I feel like it just seems too fast. And I don't know if it's because we're winding down with episodes and we don't have so many left and they just feel like they've got to close and open doors really fast on us. But it just felt a little too quick. We should have seen a lot more residual side effects of her being in the negative Speed Force in this episode than one blow up, right?
Yeah. It.
I mean, don't get me wrong. When she did blow up, that was creepy. Like to see her start shaking, right?
Yeah.
But like, okay, it's so weird because it's like, oh, now that you know she was doing it for the good of Team, or you almost said Team Arrow, Team Flash, it was like, all right, well, the speed hand wasn't really a threat to Sherlock or Cisco.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, at this point, I almost wish she would have just, you know, started phasing and exploded. That would have made me feel better about this whole, this whole situation.
Yeah, I guess, I don't know. I just felt like it was too quick. It was too quick. It was too, you know, and like you said, Bob, now that you find out that she was doing it for a good reason, does that make it okay? Again, a lot of times we've seen bad guys on this show or any fucking show for that purpose do something bad for the right reasons. And that's just,
was this bad relative to other shit we've seen?
No, man, this is so difficult because it's like, I want to be positive, but it just, it's so hard.
So let me riddle me this right quick.
Okay. Riddler.
We talk about the difference between weekly episodic television and a Netflix binge watching.
Right.
If you were to watch these two episodes back to back, how pissed would you be?
I'd be fucking livid, dude.
Is that a sign of bad writing?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's 100% bad writing.
I'm not saying I needed 21 movies to get to this. I appreciated what we got elsewhere in the universes that we watch, but we spent 20 episodes? Yeah, 20 on the dot. And holy shit, this could have been buttoned up a long time ago. And there's just so much crazy stuff going on. And then we resolve it overnight. And I think you raise an interesting point, Bob. Maybe if we did binge it. And you know what? I would have been more pissed off, actually.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I would have been mad that it's like, oh my God, this all happened. Let's see what happened this week. Oh, wait, that's it?
I was going to try to justify it, but there's no justification.
There is. There's literally no justification at all. It just seems like we're doing things and then we're just resolving them the next week and we're not getting any drama from it. I know that we're...
Well, there's drama. It's just not a...
It's not the kind we want. Right. Right. I don't know, man. I feel like you give us this dilemma, right? You give us this dilemma with Nora, and then you immediately the next episode be like, just kidding. What are we supposed to do as fans? Like, if we watch these back-to-back, like Bobby said, I would be angry.
You're just going to take it and like it.
No.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. I'm not going to take it and like it.
You're going to write your own show then.
Well, it would... Never mind. I don't know. I know it sounds like we're hating, but and we're not. It just seems like...
We started off on a really interesting trajectory here, coming out of last season, beginning this season, there was...
I think... Sorry, Steve, go.
You know, we had an interesting villain that hit pretty quickly. We had an interesting arc with Nora. And it feels like somebody sat down at the World Series of Poker with a good hand and squandered it.
I
think now that we know we only have 2 weeks left is where we start getting more disappointed.
Do you think if you're not someone that follows the episode count the way that we have to do the show, do you think if you're just a viewer and you're not following that it would maybe even be... It might even be worse, right? Because we're looking at it going, we got two episodes left. And
pile all this shit up. And then you find out that in the next 2 weeks. All right, let's play our favorite game right now. Storyline recap. What is still open to close out in the next 2 weeks? Ryan. Go. One.
Jesus. Nora.
Steve.
The three cicadas.
Cisco. Ryan.
Fuck, man. Eobard.
Steve.
Caitlin's family life.
Sherlock. Are we done yet?
I mean, I think we can keep going. Like, it's too much.
It's too much.
It's too goddamn much. And
set up next season.
Set up next season. And the thing is, like, okay, all right, hold on. Let's look at that. Okay. Too many goddamn story arcs. Okay. We just had not only Arrow basically air quotes get canceled. Okay. We've had our main show that's in the Arrowverse get canceled. We're looking at Legends and possibly Supergirl getting axed too as well. Right.
Yeah.
And now you have 18 fucking story arcs in this season. And you're going to possibly be like, hey, let's set up next season. Well,
here's what you do. You just give them all their own shows. We can have Tactical Nora or Iris apparently now, because apparently she could just throw on tactical gear and
be a fucking badass.
Where did that come from?
Dude, I was hoping I wasn't going to bring that up.
I was.
But it was like, I'm watching it and I'm like, what in the, where is this coming from, dude?
So one season she's, you know, sitting in the coffee shop, writing her stories on her blog, and now all of a sudden she's going in with tactical
field,
gear,
just clearing rooms,
keyboard warrior to real warrior,
right?
The story of Iris Allen West.
I mean, look, she's gone through some stuff to battle harden, battle harden a bitch, but give me a break.
I don't know, man.
Her dad just lets her do it.
Yeah,
right.
It's totally a good idea.
Yeah, totally go for it, babe. You got this. Like, what? I have a hard time. If this were earlier in the season, I wouldn't be so fucking, you know, negative about it. But we're in the fucking end of the season, guys.
We're in the end game.
We are literally in the end game of this season. We have two fucking episodes left. And you're going to keep this many story arcs going, it's too much to wrap up in two episodes.
Could you imagine the writer's room must look like that episode of It's Always Sunny with Pepe Sylvia, and there's just red lines going everywhere, and you just can't figure out what story's doing what. It's got to be a nightmare.
It's too much, dude. I would fucking pull my hair out.
Probably are.
And I'm already losing my hair. It would just be horrible.
84 minutes.
What do you mean? That's how much we got left?
That's how much time we have left.
Just letting you know, if you want to break it down anymore. So 7 stories in 84 minutes.
No way.
So
dude,
each story gets about 10 minutes?
Ish. Yeah.
Great, dude. 11 Wonderful ish. Writing.
Plus recap. Don't worry. That's Jesus. Including the title screens.
That's horrible, dude.
Recap, title screens, 7 stories, and
the Berlanti production outro.
And a setup for next season.
I can't, dude. I can't do it.
Maybe we'll get an after credits scene.
Right, and after credits.
After credits, after what? Charmed? Watch the end of Charmed to figure out what's going on next week in Flash.
That's just... man. I don't know, dude.
I guess ABC does that already.
They do actually do that.
Yeah, well, watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. because we're going to show a trailer sometime.
Sucker, it's not this week. It's coming, though.
Sometime.
Tune into this football game because we're totally going to show a fucking trailer for this.
Don't worry, it'll be on the internet 21 seconds after.
Yeah.
I know we sound negative, and I don't want to be negative. We love this show, but I just feel like there's way too goddamn much going on. Like we just named off 10 fucking things. Like, we should have 2 or 3 tight storylines going into the last 2 episodes. I mean,
we should have had two. At the end of the day, there should have been two, and it should have just been simply Nora and Eobard, and
maybe Cicada wrapped up by now.
Yeah, exactly.
Cicada should have been wrapped up. Exactly. Now we're going into these last two episodes. We've got 17 cicadas. We've got, that's a little exaggeration, but three cicadas. We've got all of these.
At least two and an apparition of a third.
Right. Then we've got the Nora situation, which, again, is still on the table here. This episode did not change anything.
Oh, so hold up a second there. So he says, we want you back. We want you back home. Isn't that going to fuck up the timeline? She can't stay here forever. She has to go home.
At some point.
Her home, not our home.
Time travel is confusing, dude.
She's got to grow up and get out of the house and get a J-O-B.
Why? What?
You know what I'm talking about.
I have a J-O-B. I'm confused. What is going on right now? Is this some kind of intervention for me?
She needs to get out.
Okay. I don't know where you're going with this one. I think I love this show so much that I really just want some kind of semblance of these last two episodes. And even in this episode, I wanted us to kind of start wrapping some stuff up. And that way, when we go into the last two episodes, we can really focus on something with Nora. There's still questions there with the negative speed force. There's questions with her motives on stealing weapons. Yeah, she did it for the right reason, but I mean,
so, and here's what sucks, because we're going to end up spending the majority of those 84 minutes minus title cards and, you know, recap. We're going to waste it dealing with the cicada nonsense and all this meta, you know, Medicure doing whatever it's going to do.
And Sisko's leaving the show.
And that maybe that's what happens. Maybe he gets sprinkled with the, you know, anti-meta dust or whatever. But then we're going to be left hanging on Eobard and his clock. We can't have that.
No, we can't. Man, this is
the fact that they brought that back in was enough of a what? And we're going to walk out of the season with no more closure, I don't think.
And like I said, man, we really are kind of at this point where we don't know what's going to go on with this show going forward. And
do you think they're just throwing everything in there and the kitchen sink and just seeing what sticks? And, you know, if they get canceled, they get canceled. And if they don't, they got a bunch of stuff to pick up from.
God, I fucking hope not.
It seems like a shitty way to run a show.
Yeah, it seems like a really shitty way to run a show, dude.
Iron Fist.
I'm Danny Rand.
Okay, dude.
I'm Danny Rand.
All right, man. You go fight someone or something?
I'm Danny Rand.
Okay, dude.
That was the whole...
I'm Danny Rand.
Matt Damon.
That's the way I felt about that show. Sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man.
For future Marvel episodes.
Yeah. I don't know. Can we? Okay, let's switch gears.
Danny Rand.
we've harped on Nora enough now. Let's switch to.
Well, hold on. One last thing on Nora.
Danny Rand.
One more thing on Nora. So I text Bob. So she, when the weather witch was calling out weather person.
Why calling weather witch is not doing anything for women in superhero films.
It's not. God, it's just very derogatory. And when she was calling out Nora,
Thanos was right.
and she knew who she was. And so Nora, yeah, I was sitting there and I even complimented Nora's lipstick. I was like, look at her lipstick, babe. And you know, I was talking to Nicole. I said, look at that lipstick. It actually matches the color of her sweatshirt she had on. That's kind of cool. And then she takes her little mask off and her lips are back to the normal color. What?
I'm going to go with Batman takes off his cowl and his eye black is gone.
Yep.
For $200,
well,
Alex.
Her eye black came off too, but you know, maybe she just had some eyeshadow still left behind. But what? It's so frustrating.
I know. I'm just going to go with that whole theory.
Yeah. It's a theory, it's a thing that, yeah, us, we notice, but it's not.
How funny would it have been? Like, she's like, I didn't recognize you. She wipes off her lipstick. You're like, Nora!
For her, it's her lipstick, not glasses.
Yeah.
Not Jesus glasses, not mask. Christ.
Get the fuck out of here. I would quit. I would literally quit the show.
Supergirl never wears that color lipstick. You can't be her.
I would legit.
Oh my God, it's Supergirl.
I would legit quit the show. I would never, never do the show ever again. I would be like, nope, I'm done.
You don't recognize me. Hold on. Plump red.
She puts on her lip smackers.
Oh, so bad.
All right. Let's.
Yeah, Young Rogues.
No. Let's talk about Cisco and him being a pouty bitch.
Are you not going to go to Young Rogues? By the way, I like Ragdoll.
I love the interpretation.
He's so fucking cool.
He is a cool character.
Creepy as all hell.
Creepy, but...
Does it get you tingling, Bob? Like on your clown?
It's not even the clown. Yes, it's a lot of that. He has a lot of the vibe of the Poltergeist clown that crawls underneath the puppet.
Dude, no, that's horrible, dude. I hate that one.
But unlike the Poltergeist puppet, I buy going into a pipe.
Not this guy.
Yeah.
Did you buy him going into the pipe more than you bought him coming out of the briefcase?
I typically don't rag on
the Ragdoll.
Stupid. I don't rag on
black
visual
people.
Oh my god.
Black people with white masks. Weird.
Okay. It's reverse blackface.
It's okay. It's okay if they do it right. I don't
do you mean they.
What do you mean, you people? I don't rag on visual effects on this show, but that was probably the worst thing I've ever seen.
What? Like,
him coming out of the suitcase.
Well, yeah, because it was like straight up David Copperfield. Let's just cut a hole in the table and have him climb out of it.
It looked really bad. I mean, there's a better way to do that. I felt like that was.
Would you have done it like Jim Carrey, the mask, where he was like squishy and then you could have just.
See, that would have been okay.
Like really go cartoony with it instead of really going silly and stupid with it.
Yeah, I think that would have been all right.
Okay.
I think it would have been funny.
Well, they blew their budget last episode on the ice capades.
That's very true. I guess for me, like, Ragdoll's creepy to me because I was telling Bob this, I don't like unnatural body movement.
Even when it's a chick?
It just freaks me out, dude. Like,
you would want a chick doing that shit on top of you?
Like with her bones breaking and shit as she's moving?
Well, no bones breaking.
Oh, okay. So you're not into
but
that.
But flexibility.
Flexibility.
She just want her head to go like 360 and turn around from behind.
Like reverse cowgirl, but she's still looking at me.
Jesus Christ.
No, that would be weird.
It'd be weird.
You think? thank you for clearing that up because I was so confused inside. I had that inner turmoil that I was like, is this weird or not?
Or like
this isn't weird,
like
this
reverse
is cool.
Cowgirl, but she's bent backwards like a donut and you still kiss her.
What?
Dude, you have a what
You're
is wrong
so
with
weird.
You what is wrong
I
with you?
Date a circus chick.
By the way, if you guys aren't Rain Man show fans, this sounds like stuff we need to have on Sectionary in a couple weeks.
I am so glad that I don't have any significant other that could be on any of these shows.
Search the Rain Man show on iTunes, Stitcher.
Yeah. Yeah, you're going to want to listen to that one.
Yeah. But it just,
he's creepy. He's creepy. He's super creepy. I dig his movements. I actually dig how they interpreted the character. It's just those two little scenes. The two characters really did nothing for. And the bee effect, like the Oprah Winfrey meme gif with the bees, is a much better thing to look at than her and her bees.
Right.
I buy Oprah Winfrey giving everybody bees. I don't buy this chick. And the little radar dishes, that whole thing. Ugh.
I don't know, dude. I always thought she was cute, dude.
So which one? The bee chick?
Yeah, bee chick.
What's Beth from Walking Dead?
Yeah, I always thought she was cute, dude. I wanted Daryl to smash.
Well, he's like 40 years older than her.
Whatever, dude. Anyways, that was a rough scene for me. I didn't quite like it, but again, a little nitpicky, but it did look a little weird to me.
And how about when they walk in? She knew exactly which model door that was. What, do you just get the Sears catalog at home and
she's
thumb through it?
She's a safe cracker, dude. She knows technology.
Okay.
Why do you got to be such a hater?
I just don't like these convenient little plot points just to drive the story.
Stop. We all right?
What happened?
I farted.
Oh, shit.
Okay, never mind.
What do you mean to the recording thing?
Uh-oh.
The waveform?
I think he's here.
He was just in here.
Bummer. Oh, I hope it like recorded. Because I don't want to have to redo. The redo. Redo's no fun, dude. What is this? Question for you, Michael.
Oh, hey.
Oh, hey.
Yeah, it's like a Flash episode.
Like a Flash episode. Stupid.
Whoa. Why would it jump off? Check this out, dude.
What is it, a naked chick?
No.
No, then I don't want to see it.
Hold on.
Better be something cool.
It's check, pretty cool. Check, I don't check, watch check. The show. Dan says it's pretty good.
What Wait, show?
Yeah, like, but why?
I don't see it recording me.
What
whoa,
show?
Whoa. Is
what,
it, though?
What yeah. show, Mike? Or, Steve?
The Tick.
Oh.
Did you see what I sent you?
No.
Well, look at it. What? I don't watch it either, but he watches it. But it's a really cool.
I'm so confused.
Well, how much
where did you send it to me?
Insta.
Chicken.
What? God, that's the gayest thing I've ever heard.
There's apparently.
Hey, bro, you wash your raw chicken. Hey, Mike, do you wash your raw chicken or?
You wash that raw chicken?
Yeah, you gotta wash that raw chicken.
It's just a prank call you could do. Just call up everybody. Hi, do you wash your raw chicken?
That's fun. Jesus Christ. Oh, thank God.
They had to issue a warning, the CDC, to tell people to stop doing it. I didn't know that was a thing.
So you can spread the
That's exactly
in your
why
sinks.
They. Exactly.
Dumbasses.
Fucking morons.
I believe all that's fake, anyways.
What?
Salmonella.
Salmonella?
I've actually had it, so it's not.
Yeah, did you shit your brains
I
out?
I was in the hospital for 3 days.
What?
I got legit. When I was a kid, I had a turtle. And
You didn't wash your hands after playing with the turtle?
Yep. And that's, I got salmonella.
That's the rule with any reptile, son.
I was fucking 7.
Maybe you
Sorry, I forgot.
Maybe you shouldn't have a turtle.
Maybe you should eat a dick. How about that?
Hold on. I got one for you.
Yeah, I'm sure you do, you fucking psycho.
Hold on. I got it for you.
All right. So where were we?
We were getting ready to talk about Cisco.
All right. You just want to go into Cisco?
Yeah, we'll just talk about it. I know where we were.
All right, cool.
All right, guys, let's go ahead and talk about let's talk about Cisco. Have we ever seen? I know we've seen downtrodden Cisco, but have we ever seen like baby back bitch Cisco? Like,
Wait,
I want to be normal.
Yeah, we saw that.
Like, he wanted to be normal.
Yeah,
we've seen him be like bummed out.
There's he did that earlier this year.
Man, there ain't no cure you're gonna make that kid normal. He's a weird dude. And I'm not saying in real life, maybe a little bit in real life, but I'm saying like on the show, he's
just
a weird
like,
dude.
Why? I guess for me, I could understand having superpowers and being involved with someone and not wanting your superpowers to affect them. You know, it's the whole Spider-Man Aunt May, you know, dilemma where he doesn't want people to know that he's Spider-Man because Aunt May would be in danger. Right.
Is he still dating that broad? They haven't gone back to that.
Yeah, they did this week.
I must not
about like whether
Ralph's,
he doubt himself.
Yeah. He used Ralph's little fucking.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's right.
So I guess for me, I can understand the dilemma of not wanting to tell that person so they don't know. and people don't know that your vibe. I get that aspect, but at the same time, like, dude, you have superpowers, bro. Like, why are you playing this like woe is me, sad, I want to be normal card? Is that, I don't know. Am I looking at this the wrong way? I just feel like it's maybe a little too much.
Look, I think Sisko's always been the one that's wanted to be in love, and I think that's the kind of way he wants to be, and he feels like he needs to be normal for that to happen.
I think he should go see a therapist because it sounds like he has a love addiction.
Oh my god,
that's my professional advice.
Oh, what are you a professional?
Yeah, where'd you get your degree from? ITT Tech.
Yeah, ITT Phoenix College. Phoenix University. I don't know, man. I always have a hard time looking at people who have, like, in our universes, have these superpowers, and they have the whole woe is me, I have superpowers. I have a hard time looking at it that way.
B-O-O-H-O-O.
Yeah, like, who fucking who, dude? You can make portals. Are you serious?
Yeah, I'd just jump anywhere.
Yeah, just portal your way out of here, dude.
That's like...
Jumper is the coolest superhero movie ever.
Yeah, that's.
I mean,
it's like Tinder on steroids. You could swipe all over the universe. Think about how much ass he could get in different dimensions.
You could be laying pipe everywhere, dude.
Yeah,
God, I didn't think about it that way.
He's not thinking about it that way.
What is wrong with him?
Disney needs a smack.
Sometimes you just want love.
Yeah, maybe. I guess
one person.
No,
one person, one love. What are you, Bob Marley?
I was literally getting ready to say that.
Right near the beach.
Right. Now your favorite flavor.
Down by the beach. I don't know.
I don't want to be the first to die by a crossbow.
I don't know. I have a hard time being like really sympathetic towards, you know, him wanting to be normal. I think we've seen it with multiple characters. We do not like the pouty, whiny versions of these characters. I mean, if we a la emo Barry, we didn't like emo Barry, right?
See, I don't look at Sisko as being the emo right now.
What do you look at this as then?
I look at it as he's conflicted in what he wants to do, live a normal life. And I think looking at what Barry's going through is probably making him realize it. I just don't think the show's expressing it in the right way. That he could be looking at Barry and Iris and seeing all the struggles that they have being like a superhero family. And maybe that's just not what he wants.
You're probably right on that.
I just don't think the storytelling is there to back it up.
Right. I would try to.
I'm interpreting that.
Yeah. I think, Bob, you're on to something. I'd say relate it more to somebody that maybe has a disability of some kind.
Whoa.
And some people live beautiful lives and they overcome whatever ailment or whatever thing that they deal with, and then other ones just always wish that, you know, they could not have to deal with that and be able to live a normal life. So you can empathize with that. I mean,
I think he can
make fucking portals, so come on.
I think Bob's right though. They haven't really given us much of Sisko with this girl for us to really be invested in their relationship. And I think that's the problem, is that we went right back to, like, they mention it, but we're not seeing it.
So you want to see more of their love scenes?
I don't mean it that way. I would just rather like to see a little bit more
character development.
Yes.
We don't like monologues, and we don't like the whole, you know, going out there and explaining it. But this is one time they could get away with it. That if he spent,
I'd be okay with it,
4 seconds and said, look, Barry, this is for you. This isn't for me. I don't want that life for my family. I have to take this cure.
See, I would be okay with that. It would make sense. He's making the decision for him, right?
So if he takes the cure, does he still... Here's where there's a hole in that plot point, though. Mm. He can take the cure and be, air quotes, normal. But if he still shows up every single day to Star Labs to help them, he's still putting his family in danger. So it's all or nothing. You can't just say, well, I don't want to be normal.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I feel like we've seen this before. And I feel like it's a little too much on the nose. But then again, Bobby made a good point there. I mean, it does make sense. If he makes that decision, if he makes that decision, then okay, I can live with it. We know he's gone after this season. So they're going to have to give us a reason, and I guess this would be the right reason. I guess. And
Well, and there it is. So if he gets his normalcy back, then he has there's how you button it up. He has to walk away from Team Flash. But now who's going to be the nerd dude that's going to
Caitlin?
They all play a part, though.
Caitlin has this. She can do the same shit that Cisco's done.
I mean, fuck, Iris does everything.
She really does, doesn't she?
She's leader. She's scientist. She's tactical war hero. She's journalist.
She's lover. She's cook.
She does it all.
She's soccer mom. She's driver to things.
Driver?
Yeah, she drives people to things.
I wasn't sure where you were going with that one. I was like, what? Driver to
She's
things.
Like the Swiss Army knife.
Yeah, she's got basically. It all. Does she have tweezers in there?
No, but she's got the toothpick.
Oh. The toothpick. I don't know. I just feel like it's a little much. But I think if they gave us a little bit more, like Bob said, they could get away with it here with this one. Like if they gave us a little bit more, I don't want exposition, but I definitely want to know a little bit more. He clearly is like pining over this girl, but we haven't seen it.
I almost don't want to know more because we need another plot line. Like we need a hole in our head.
It's just another plot point.
Yeah, we don't need that.
Oh man, that'd be rough, dude. We really don't need another one, do we?
No, we can just sum up a lot of this stuff if they actually pull this off and they use this. You know, Cicada uses this weapon with the anti-meta serum and just wipes out everybody.
Just pull a Thanos.
Yeah, and then we just wiped out a bunch of plot lines that we can just move beyond.
Stupid. All right, guys, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about Dibny and a few other things. First, a quick break.
Against Supergirl, all right? Test run against Supergirl.
Are we just supposed to pretend like we don't hear him?
The Rain Man Show.
The Rain Man Show.
Is the UK's second most common STI. The number of cases of the new antibiotic resistant strain is slowly on the rise.
Yeah, I like how like we're being attacked by measles, polio, and now a super gonorrhea strain. How can we weaponize this and give it to AOC, Jenny McCarthy, and Kim Jong-un?
I will infect an entire nation. We will defeat North Korea by giving them gonorrhea.
Thomas, I think you're the perfect soldier. You're the STI Rambo because you like men and women. You could just
leave me behind enemy lines.
Yeah, we'll just drop you there with no condoms. I'm like, get to it.
You are our Captain America.
You're our gonorrhea soldier.
This mission, should I choose to accept it?
Our super gonorrhea soldier.
Jesus.
It's time to send in our super soldier, everybody. You guys remember Vietnam? Yeah. We're gonna do it all over again, but with gonorrhea this time. Send Thomas in. He needs air support over. Find all the loosest sluts in downtown Phoenix and bring them on board the airplane.
I'm going to need a bottle of Viagra, 6 cases of Gatorade.
What about
and
the Navy SEALs, sir? What about the Navy SEALs? No. We need Trixie, Cindy, and Lola from around the corner. Thomas is the general. He will lead the charge of the STI invasion. Sir, they don't have gonorrhea. Thomas!
Yeah.
We need you to go ahead and infect these ladies, soldiers! We have just found our inside man.
Mr. President, it would be my honor
to be inside men.
To do it all.
I gotta make sure you're fully prepared. Whip the deck out. I wanna make sure there's some discharge there. Come on. It's not gay. Let me touch it.
For more Rain Man, visit rainmanshow.com.
Holodeck 3 program is reinstated.
Open sesame!
The fall of communism and the dissolution of the Soviet Union.
Yeah.
And of course, DS9 using elements of the Cold War to continue that political thought and bring in the idea of occupation, which was also very closely related to the events that took place in the 80s with the Soviets and the Middle East. This is what Star Trek does and has always done so well. Even when you look at the original series, despite there being a growing trend to talk trash about its politics, the politics at that time were still progressive, though. So you can say all you want about the 60s version of the original series and how the politics, you know, are shameful at moments. But at that time, that social commentary was very, very progressive. We have just evolved more since then.
Yeah.
So Star Trek has always been about that.
Star Trek From the Holodeck, exclusively on Rain Man Digital.
End simulation.
Free stuff is awesome, but free stuff that will spice up your bedroom is even better. Just go to adamandeve.com and select almost any one item for 50% off, and then we'll load on the free stuff. Just enter this very exclusive code, RAINMAN, at checkout, and you'll get 10 tantalizing free gifts, including a sexy item for him, a special toy for her,
ooh,
and a third item you'll both enjoy.
Ooh.
And 6 extra special bonus items that are sure to rev your engine, pique your curiosity, and even blow you away. Plus,
free shipping!
Always sent in discreet packaging. Go to adamandeve.com now. Get 50% off plus the 10 free gifts when you enter the exclusive offer code RAINMAN. Again, that's RAINMAN. Because without it,
no free stuff.
That's RAINMAN at adamandeve.com.
All right, guys, we're back, and we're going to jump into a couple more things here. First one is Dibny and Caitlin. This might be one of the best, I wouldn't say swerve, but this might be one of the best funny moments we've had in a while.
Yes, it was very, very lighthearted.
Look, we've made a joke multiple times, okay, on this show, that Caitlin falls and trips on Dick, and her character is centered around another man, and we've had two seasons of her avoiding tripping, and this was a very, very funny scene between her and Ralph, where you think they might actually, like,
they had a moment, they shared a moment,
they did, and they locked eyes. And you think, oh, this is where it happens.
I thought one of them was going to lean in
and go for it, huh?
Or maybe she tripped on his dick because it's hanging out of his pants because it's all rubber-like.
It just, like, creeps around and taps her on the shoulder.
Like an elephant trunk.
It's like in Scary Movie when the fucking balloon animal ding-dong comes out from under the bed, dude?
I don't remember that.
You don't remember that with the with the clown?
No.
There's a little balloon animal.
Okay, yeah, I remember that. Okay. I needed you to act it out.
I needed to act it out. But I just, this was funny because it was like, I think it made it better that Ralph was the one that was like, I don't like you like that.
Yeah, and it had to be him. Like, because there was a moment there where I genuinely thought that she was going to lean up and give him a little smoochy. And of course it would be him to break character in that.
I don't like you like that.
Oh, it was,
I mean, I do.
It was fantastic.
If it were me, I'd have been laying some pipe right there.
No, you wouldn't.
What? Dude, don't judge me.
She'd freeze it off.
Be a worth it, I think. Lose your ding dong.
I don't think it's worth it. How are you going to pee?
Oh, that's a good point. Well, she's not getting rid of my whole.
And there it was.
All right. All right.
Yeah.
This is interesting. I will say that it was one of the funnier, lighthearted moments that we've had this season. And again, I think it was the writing room making a joke about her character in general, because that's typically what we've seen her character do. Now, obviously not last season and most of this season, but that's what we've seen beforehand. So I think
they leaned into it a little bit. And it's like you said, it's good that we got Dibny proper that we haven't had in a while, because he was always the one that brought a lot of levity to situations and kind of broke the mood in a good way.
Right.
And we haven't got a lot out of him lately in that regard.
He's been kind of gone, right?
He's been gone, but he's also been, like we've said before, he's grown so much as a character, and he's really become a real strong, serious character in scenes were is a complete opposite of what we had Dibney to begin with. And so when he does the goofy Dibney, that's the charming Dibney.
That's the fun one.
Yeah.
I just think that he's been kind of gone and all over the place. And I kind of bums me out because he has become such a cool part of the show. And again, like you said, Steve, he's had this really cool character arc and character development. And this was just a funny, lighthearted moment, especially too with all the stuff we've seen with Caitlin and her background with, you know, just overall just with dudes. So this was
it sounds like you're making her out to be a whore, but she's not.
No, I don't mean it in a whorey way. I just meant like, you know, she always has some type of love going
she
on.
She falls fast and hard.
Yeah. Not typically in that order.
No, and you know, which is ironic given that Cisco is always looking for love. It seems like an obvious natural choice. Like the two of you just need to.
Yeah, why don't you guys just bang it
just
out?
Just get it together.
Just one time.
Doc.
You ever just had that friend where you're just like, we should just do this once.
Yeah.
Just see.
Yeah.
Just let me enter you one time.
I didn't put it that way, but.
Bob. Just let me enter you once. Let's see where this goes.
That's one way. Jesus.
No.
It was a good moment. I'm glad that they did it with those two characters. I don't think it would have worked with anybody else.
No.
I don't think it would have been as funny.
No, it was good.
All right. So I know we ragged on this a little bit earlier, but let's talk about this too. Why are there seven cicadas? I really want to know what's going on. I really want to know what's going on here.
Have you ever just seen one cicada in real life?
Yeah.
No, you always hear them. You never see them.
Or their shell.
Or
the shell of their former self.
That's a metaphor for my life. clearly there's the young.
The child.
The child, yeah. Right? She's clearly laid up in the bed. Or she's still hurt. Then you've got older.
But older foxy. That,
she is a little foxy.
She's foxy, except she got a bad case of acne on her forehead.
I don't like the cornrows. The cornrows don't do it for me, dude.
Are
you into those?
They're not full-on cornrows.
They're like side cornrows.
But I don't mind it. I kind of dig it.
Really?
A little bit.
I don't know, man. I think it's too like...
I mean, she's going to have to take it out every once in a while and wash them.
Well, my God. I'm just like, for me, like... It's a little too MMA fightery, like the girls,
like Ronda Rousey.
Yeah, I never liked that look.
Dude. Yeah, I hear you, but on her, I think it works, and she got that leather on. And
no, continue, keep going.
I dig the look.
You like it, huh?
I dig it. She looks rough.
Like she'd scream her own name during sex.
Yes.
Oh, cicada!
Don't hit me, ma'am.
Then we got
creepy over the shoulder uncle.
Ghost uncle.
Yeah.
What is that about?
I don't know. They should have made him like a force ghost.
Is he a ghost?
I thought he was a ghost. He died,
right? He's dead.
I don't know what's going on with this show anymore.
I thought he died.
I don't, again, yes, no, he died. I just don't know what's going on with this show anymore.
Hey, Bob's got a point.
I'm not disagreeing. I just...
Episode 21, he's back in full effect. It could happen. Man.
I don't know. I that's why I was so confused by that.
Maybe she used the meta cure to, or the anti-meta cure to bring him back to life.
Maybe she chucked him in a Lazarus pit.
Hmm.
I mean, that was a thing, right?
Yeah.
I don't know,
but
man.
If you're already a bad dude and you get tossed in a Lazarus pit, do you come out a good dude? Is it like a reverse Lazarus pit?
No, I'm pretty sure bloodthirst is bloodthirst.
I'm just confused by it. I think it's again.
It was supposed to be Shocker ending. I'm like, what the fuck was that?
Yeah, well, it's in it too.
That was Ozstriker doing back.
Well, we talked about it too.
Oz.
Oh my God.
Are you touching your big dick, Oz?
You actually kind of sound like her. That's what's weird.
Girls just want to be loved. I don't know, dude. I was confused. And we talked about it earlier. To have a show that has two episodes left and we're adding all
minutes.
these Yeah, 48. Yeah, 88 80, minutes. 88 miles an hour. And for them to add that plot or another thing that we don't know how the like what's going to happen is just weird to me. Why are we doing this? Can we like not? I don't want to have another question that's probably not going to get answered.
No, I want all the cicadas dead.
Just all of them, even the kid?
Yeah, fucker.
My God, that's so savage, dude.
Yeah.
Why are you so like morbid?
We still got 7.4 and some change on the planet. We'll be fine. unless Thanos was right.
He was. I did this confused the hell out of me, and I didn't quite understand what the idea was behind it.
We'll find out in 84 minutes worth of celluloid.
Do you really think they're going to answer that?
No. No, Bob, we'll get a fourth cicada. You watch.
I don't know. Again, I don't know what's going on anymore.
Bob's that sad? Is that sad that we're two episodes left and this is how we feel? I think it's pretty fucking sad.
It is, unless they come out with a big old gotcha that really floors us. I don't know how I feel going into the next season.
Yeah, it's a little weird, right?
Mm-hmm. The last several, I mean, I was really, really excited and couldn't wait, you know, want to have to wait that many months. Right. But I'll be honest with you. I told Nicole especially on the Supergirl side of the fence, I'm looking forward to this being buttoned up so that I can go watch Swamp Thing. Like Bob said, like I'm looking forward to the break just because of Swamp Thing. And I shouldn't feel that way.
No, you should. Not with two episodes.
Not going into the closing of a season.
Yeah, no, that, I should that's be not how it I should be getting really excited about, and then like, damn it, I have to wait 6 months or four, whatever it is, five
kind
months.
Kind of the way Flashpoint and everything else left us.
Yep.
Yeah. And that's what we're going to get coming back into it. I should be looking forward to Flashpoint Crisis. Like I was looking forward to the Nazi thing and like, you know, not
what was that?
Not the Nazis, the Nazi crossover, you know, Nazi Supergirl, Nazi Arrow.
Yeah, yeah. Like that sure.
Shut the fuck up. That was a really cool thing to look forward to because it was something that I never thought we'd ever see.
Hey man, if you want to look forward to Nazi stuff, dude, that's on you.
I mean, I don't
know what to tell you, but let's jump into our final thoughts. Steve, since you're on a Nazi roll, why don't you keep going?
The Nazis were terrible people and are.
Anyways, your final thoughts on this episode.
Wait to bring that into the present tense. Were. But now I agree with them.
Were and are. No, I think it's all pretty self-evident what my thoughts were on the episode. The only highlight for me was Dibny. The scene with Dibny and Caitlin and everything else was kind of a wash. You know, there was that little swerve there with them all showing up all holographically projected. But where I believe I even text Bob about this, like the show was so off the rails, this episode, the last episode. But what really triggered it for me was when Iris walked in with tactical gear. I was like, I'm out. And I kind of mentally tuned out. And I was working. I was actually working while we watched. That's how tuned out I was.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, I actually agree. I think I shouldn't, with two episodes left, I should not be playing on my phone. I should be completely locked into the episode and what's going on. And I know we use that as a kind of a cursor, but I truly was kind of like, what is going on here? And I think that's sad. That's sad going into the last two episodes that I feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully we get some answers and we get some of this stuff buttoned up before we go into next season. I will say the Ralph and Caitlin scene was funny and it was well added into the episode. I did enjoy that because we do enjoy Dibny in general.
Mm-hmm.
The flip-flopping of Nora and just the flip-flopping of Barry and Iris on that whole situation is just too much for me.
Yeah.
It's too much. And it's too much going into two episodes. The negative Speed Force not affecting her. I mean, it's clearly still there, but it's not there. It's just, there's too much going on. We needed to have two or three solid myth arcs And then that's it. I think there's just too much here, and this episode showed it. There was too much going on.
Mm-hmm. I'd love to know what the listeners think. I would love to have them either hit us up on Twitter or on our Facebook.
Yeah.
And like, let us know if we're completely off the mark here and you guys are seeing something that we're not seeing. But yeah, man.
What about you, Bob? I mean, are we off the mark here?
No,
you
feel the same? I don't have anything to say about this shit.
Well, in that case, all right, guys. Well, with that, that's going to do it for today's DC on RMD The
Danny
Flash
Rand.
Edition. Remember,
Danny Rand.
Remember, you can always catch any past and future DC
Danny
on
Rand.
RMD episodes through DCOnRMD.com. Follow us on our social medias for more Danny Rand. And we'll see you guys next week.
Danny Rand.
People want cuddles.